Hello, everybody. It's Nicole. Welcome back to K-Pop in Your Life podcast, episode 66. Hope everyone is having a good 2024. I am. We're only like 7 days in. So I have some news for y'all. So unfortunately, Taylor was at the Golden Globes tonight. And the Eras Tour movie was nominated for an award, which hold on one second. I was not prepared for this. Here we go. It was nominated for, oh my God. Fuck me. I can't think. Sorry, I can't find it on Twitter. One second. I have to scroll. I was not prepared to talk about this, but anyway, why is it not? So, the Eras Tour movie was nominated for, I forget, oh my gosh, why am I like this? I literally cannot remember, oh my God. I hate myself sometimes, hold on, I really want to get this right. Okay, sorry. Okay, so Taylor was nominated for the Eras Tour for Cinematic and Box Office Achievement at the Golden Globes Awards tonight, but she did not win. Barbie won the award. I have no hate towards Barbie. Like, I never saw the movie, but I heard like the message in the movie was really great. So I support that. You know, women supporting women. I'm not going to tear another woman down. So, Taylor looked so gorgeous tonight. She wore this green dress. She looks so beautiful in it. Like, I love her. And her earrings are just so flawless. She's a queen. And then she had on these green heels as well. Like, she just looks like a princess. Her shoes are amazing. Like, this dress is giving, like, Reputation coded/debut, and she is just so pretty. Like, Taylor just is making the whole place shimmer. The Kansas City Chiefs won today. We beat the Chargers, so woo. Did not watch the game because I could not find it on the TV. Then we play next week. Yes, I am jumping on the Chiefs wagon, so don't come for me. I've watched football, like, my whole life, but, like, I've never really, like, I mean, I was always a college football girly. I never really got into NFL that much because I didn't really have a team, you know, but I support Taylor's boyfriend, so I like them together. I think they're really cute. Like, Travis and Taylor, like, yes, period. Also, for those of you that want to know what is dropping in the NRE apparel shop, I don't know if I spoke about it last episode, but I'm going to talk about it briefly here for a minute. So, what is coming is a pink t-shirt that says the word lover on it. It's also like a faux embroidery, so it's like fake glitter. And super cute for Valentine's Day. So that's going to be coming in very soon this week, I think. Maybe tomorrow? Question mark, I think. I have to look at the tracking. And then we have another one for my cat lovers out there. We have Busy Raising Cats, if you like cats. And then we have a sweetheart transfer. It's going to be going on a short sleeve white shirt. It is so cute. It's in red ink, and I'm very excited to see how that one turns out. And then I have more sizes for the Taylor Swift The Eras Tour shirt. I have 2XL and 3XL, so I have 6 sizes now instead of 4. So if you want that Eras Tour shirt, if you're going to see Taylor for the Eras Tour in 2024, go purchase it. I'm going to check my tracking to see if I think the lover transfer might be coming tomorrow, I think. One second, let me look. I was not prepared for this. So sorry for how chaotic this episode is. I feel like all my episodes are chaotic. Okay. Yes. Okay, so the lover clear film is coming tomorrow, and the Busy Raising Cats are also coming. So that's exciting. I get to see what that looks like tomorrow. And then a few days later, I will get the sweetheart transfer. Very excited. Maybe tomorrow or Wednesday. I can't remember. So this week, those will be dropping. I think I'm going to do the lover and the Busy Raising Cats is going to go live tomorrow because I'm going to press all them tomorrow. And they're going to be ready to ship. And then when the sweetheart transfers come in, I'm going to press those. And then I'm going to make those live. So make sure you get ready, people. Okay? NRE Apparel, Shopify. Make sure that you are following me on Instagram because that's where it's at. Also, if you download the Shop app, I am on there as well. I just recently signed up to be on there, so you could easily buy anything from the shop on there. So I'd really appreciate it if you guys would download the Shop app for me. Thank you so much. also, I was talking about in the last episode briefly about haters and how you should not let hate defy you because there is enough of haters in this world. And plenty of people bully me for loving Taylor Swift, which, you know, when I was younger, it didn't really like, I mean, when I was a kid, it got to me so bad. Like, I was just, I remember, like, crying so much over it because I hold Taylor, like, she has a special place in my life because Taylor is that artist for me that I finally feel understood. You know, she's been a huge constant in my life since I was 10. And even when I was 10, you know, singing all those songs from her debut album, like Mary's Song, Picture to Burn, Teardrops on My Guitar, like obviously I didn't know what the lyrics meant. But when you're a kid and Taylor, you know, writes lyrics that you can relate to, you know, when you grow up and you're like, wow, I actually went through that, you know, and someone cheats on you and all that stuff. When you actually go through real life experiences and, you know, Taylor's music has always just been there for me and her lyrics are just so amazing. So, you know, back then I really took it to heart when someone didn't like Taylor and they talked bad about her, made me feel inferior, made me feel small and made me feel stupid for, you know, loving Taylor. And even to this day, you know, being 28, I still get, you know, here and there naysayers that are like, oh, Taylor's terrible, her music is so bad, blah blah blah. And I'm like, really? And then I have people in my life that don't like Taylor because of her political party. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Taylor educates herself with her political party. She looks at all the candidates and she's like, okay, does this candidate reflect policies that I believe in? She doesn't just do shit on a whim, okay? She looks at these candidates for, you know, for the senators for Tennessee and she's like, okay, I really like this person. Oh, I don't like this person. Because Taylor does her research. And I don't like when people are like, oh, I don't like her because she's this. I don't like her because of that. Is there anything you like about her? Like, and the media just, with their rumors, like, they're like, oh, Taylor and Travis are getting engaged. Like, calm the hell down. They're not getting engaged. Oh, Taylor didn't show up to this game. Like, Travis, of all people, understands what it's like to be busy. Taylor is a busy woman. Right now, she's on a break from the Eras Tour, which starts up in a month from now. She'll be in Tokyo, Japan, which is crazy. I will not be watching those shows because it's going to be on super early in the morning, and I'm not doing it. Blessed to those of you that are, but not me. Anyway, what is so intriguing is like people always find a way to bring you down. But you always have to, you know, not worry about haters, because there's always going to be haters in your life. There's always going to be somebody in your life that doesn't like you. And that's okay. Not everyone in life is going to like you. Trust me, I have been through enough with people bullying me about my music taste. Like, I also remember in school, people would bully me for loving Justin Bieber. I remember when Justin got arrested and he was all over the news, and people came at me and told me they hated me because I love Justin Bieber. I'm like, I'm sorry, but Justin's music was there for me when you weren't. His song Be Alright from his album Believe made me cry so much, and it was like a warm hug, because sometimes you just need to hear it's going to be okay. Because, you know, when I was a teenager, I went through some dark stuff. We're not going to talk about it because it's depressing, but I just needed to hear it. You know, you need to hear a song that's comforting. And Justin made the song because he knows people are hurting. He knows people go through stuff. And I think it's one of my favorite songs on Believe. The Believe album is one of my favorite Bieber albums because it's just so iconic. And I regret not going to the Believe tour. I really wish I would have went because, ugh. When I watch it, I have it on DVD. When I pop it in the DVD player and I watch it, I'm just like, oh, I want to jump through the screen. Like, especially getting to hear Boyfriend, like all those iconic songs off of Believe. Like, oh, it just makes me anxious because I didn't go. But I was able to go to Purpose Tour, which was a lot of fun. And I was also able to go to the Justice Tour, which was also a lot of fun. You know, I can't complain because Justin is an incredible artist, and I hope one day he comes back on the road. He didn't really finish the Justice Tour. Justin is not a big fan of touring. He does not like to tour. And that's okay because, you know, he goes through a lot with his health and everything. And I know touring is very emotionally draining for him. It's not really his strong suit, but he's an incredible performer. Excuse me. Another artist that I saw in 2023 that I would pay to see again was Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran is incredible live. Like, I saw him for his Mathematics tour at Tampa Raymond James Stadium, and he was so good. Like, Ed Sheeran puts on such an incredible show. Like, I enjoyed that show so much. It was amazing. And of course, I saw the queen herself, Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour. I miss it so much. It's almost going to be coming up on a year in a few months, and I'm just like, wish I could go back. I really want to so bad. Like, ugh. I want to scream the lyrics to Cruel Summer again. And All Too Well, 10-minute version. Like, oh my god. Being in a Taylor Swift concert is my safe place because nobody in the room is judging you. Because you're in a room full of people that love Taylor as much as you do. And people are dressed up. There are all these different Taylor eras, and all the girls have glitter on. And it's just a fun time. Everyone's dressed up. Even some of the guys are dressed up. Or they're dressed up as like a Taylor Swift lyric. Like, people literally go all out for Taylor Swift concerts, and I just freaking love it because I've been dressing up. The first time I ever dressed up or like anything, I think, was for 1989 World Tour when I was the 1989 hip hop dancer. Oh my god, that was such an iconic costume. Like, I loved it. It was great, and I had a sign and everything. My first sign that we ever made, when I say we, I mean me and my mom, was for the Red Tour. That was a fun one. That was great. It had like little light up stars. It was the cutest sign. And then I dressed up, obviously, for Reputation. And then had to do it for Eras Tour. And Taylor is just an incredible performer. She deserves all the money she has. And Taylor has worked so hard for all of her success. And I will never, ever, ever stop loving Taylor. I don't really care what anyone says. I will fight for her. Like, I will literally, like, my claws will come out and I'll be like, excuse me, you're not gonna hate on Taylor. Because I'm sorry to say this, but she was there for me when you were not. Taylor was there for me when I would send a text and you didn't respond. I'm sorry, but I really don't care at this point. You need to calm down. No pun intended, but seriously, like, you really need to calm down. Because people that run their mouth about Taylor are just, they're not worth it. Also, can we talk about how Chris Sterniolo got banned on TikTok? How in the world did that happen? Why did that happen? And also, Matt Sterniolo deleted almost all his TikToks? What in the hell is going on here? I'm so confused. What is going on with these Sterniolo people? Like, what is happening? I'm so confused. Apparently, like, what I've seen on TikTok, I don't know if it's true. I don't know. Is Matt was dating some girl, and they broke up, and, like, I have no idea. I don't really know the entire story, but, like, it's none of my business. Because, like, listen, I'm just going to say this. Sometimes the Sterniolo fandom can be very toxic. Young ladies. And it's not everybody. It's just like a handful of toxic little girls that just think they can control who Chris and Matt date. They are 20 years old. They're going to date. They're going to fall in love with some girl. And some of these fans are very possessive of Chris and Matt. It's a little scary because I'm like, you are way too young for them. They probably want nothing to do with you. And it's a little weird, I would say. I never met any possessive fans in real life, but they are out there. They're there on TikTok. Like, they really think that they have a fucking chance with Matt or Chris. I'm like, I don't know. That's a little weird. Like, you watch a YouTuber because you like their content. And they make you feel, you know, forget, like, about what's going on in your life. And you dedicate your life to them. And, you know, when I met them at the Versus Tour, they were the kindest people. I've said it so much on this podcast. I made so many episodes. And I've said it so much that you guys are probably like, really, Nicole, shut up. We don't care. But they were the kindest people. And I'm, like I said, 6,000,000 times. I'm not saying it because I'm their fan. I'm saying it because it's the truth. They could have been rude to me. They could have been a-holes to me. You know, they could have treated me like garbage. But they didn't because they were kind humans. And that's who they are. And I could not have been more proud of them for being amazing. And, also, this is random, but one of my favorite small businesses is Stardust by Allie. She makes the cutest phone accessories. So if you need a phone case, an Apple AirPod case, a laptop case, anything for your phone or anything for your tech, she has it on her website. And also, she just hit 1 million followers on TikTok. Very proud of her. I do own about 4 of her phone cases, and I love them. I have a Christmas tree one, and I have it's called Oh Christmas Tree. And then the other phone case I have is a Stardust one. It's like blue and pink, kind of like Lover. And then I have the Chick-fil-A and Starbucks. It says Aaron's. So cute. It's the cutest phone case. And I told you guys, in the last episode, when she comes out with those holographic phone cases, I'm snatching one of those up because, oh my god, they're so cute. She showed us a mock-up of some samples, and I was, like, reaching through the screen because I'm like, I need this in my life. I just want to thank you guys so much for all the love and support. Also, get ready for this small little drop that I'm doing on my small business. If you want to check it out, you can use the code APPARELL for 30% off, or use the code Black Friday for 50% off your order. NRE Apparel, Shopify, come on people, buy something, and you get a free Halloween shirt if you want. That's still going on, the free Halloween shirt promotion, because I have so much left over. I was going to save them for next year, for next Halloween, but I was like, Anyway, I love you all so freaking much. Hope you guys are having an amazing 2024. it's been pretty good here. Got to see my my two nephews and my niece over the weekend. Oh my god. Babysitting kids? Well, they're not really kids. I guess they're kids. I don't know. It's so exhausting. Because, like, for me, I'm just like, ugh. I'm so tired. But I love them so much. I wouldn't change anything about them. It was so great to see them, honestly. Like, the oldest one is 13. And he's going to be 14. And I'm just, my mind is blown. I'm like, how are you a teenager already? Sir, that doesn't make sense to me. And the second, the other one, she is 11, 12? I can't remember. And then the youngest one, I think, is 10, 11, I believe. But, like, oh, my God, they grow up so damn fast, people. Like, oh, I love all of them so much. But anyway, I love you guys so much. If you guys could do me a huge favor and rate this podcast 5 stars on Spotify, that would be wonderful. You don't even have to write anything. Just tap the little 5 stars and you'll be golden. Also, rate this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. That would mean the absolute world to me. And I will talk to you all next Sunday. Hopefully something exciting happens. I feel like this episode was pretty okay. But I love you all so much. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And I hope you guys have an amazing week. And I will talk to you all in the next one.